Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
delivers the people of the world in three ways. One is Sakshat Darshan, where he would personally give his audience to the conditioned souls. Anyone who saw Lord Chaitanya would become a great Vaishnava.
It is explained when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Puri, all the residents of Puri would come to see his beautiful golden form.
People from all over Orissa were coming to see Lord Chaitanya. In the province of Bengal, many, many devotees and others would come just to see Lord Chaitanya. People from all the different provinces of India were traveling far and wide to see the beautiful form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Denizens of all the 14 planetary systems were coming to see Lord Chaitanya's darshan. Gandharvas, apsaras, demigods, people from the lower planets, from the higher planets, they were descending in the disguise of human beings, coming to Jagannath Puri just to see the beautiful form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And anyone who saw the wonderful golden form of Lord Chaitanya became a true Vaishnava, and with love of God manifesting in their heart, they would dance and dance and loudly chant the holy names of Lord Krishna. This is called Sakshat Darshan. The other is Avesh Karaya, where some people just couldn't come to see Lord Chaitanya. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally empower one of his devotees with his mercy to distribute to others. One example of this is given by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. There was a devotee in Bengal whose name was Nakula Brahmachari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally entered into his heart. It is not that he just empowered him, he personally entered into the heart of Nakula Brahmachari and manifested his own ecstasies of love of God. Nakula Brahmachari was like a madman in ecstatic love for Krishna. Tears would pour from his eyes, his hairs would stand on end, his body would tremble. He would be dancing and dancing and chanting. It appeared as he was haunted by a ghost. But it wasn't an ordinary ghost. He was literally possessed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And anyone who would see him would achieve Krishna consciousness. Throughout Bengal, hundreds and thousands of people heard that Mahaprabhu has descended within Nakula Brahmachari. They were coming to see him by the multitudes. Nakula Brahmachari would preach the pure teachings of Krishna consciousness, as Srimad Bhagavatam has elaborated. With great kindness and mercy, he induced everyone to constantly serve the devotees. His instruction to the masses were very, very simple. He told them, in this age of Kali Yuga, there is only one means of deliverance. Lord Chaitanya has come to give it. Everyone, please, wherever you may be, whatever you may be doing, whoever you are, chant Krishna's holy names.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Shivananda saying, when he heard that Lord Chaitanya was living in Nakula Brahmachari and manifesting his mercy, he had doubt in his mind. Shivananda Sen decided to test him. He went to that village where Nakula Brahmachari was preaching. Nakula Brahmachari, as he was preaching, there were so many people in crowds all around him that you could hardly see him. It was miles of people just gathered around to receive his darshan. Hundreds and thousands of people. He was just telling everyone, chant Hare Krishna, giving them Krishna prema. Shivananda Sen decided, I will stay a distance away in the outskirts of the crowd. If Nakula Brahmachari calls for me and he can tell me what is my secret mantra that I have received from my guru, then I will know that Lord Chaitanya is present within his body. Nakula Brahmachari told about four of his servants, go through the crowds and find Shivananda Sen. Tell him I want to see him. These devotees went through the crowds of hundreds and thousands. Shivananda Sen! Shivananda Sen! Nakula Brahmachari wants to see you! Shivananda Sen heard. He went to Nakula Brahmachari. He offered obeisances to Nakula Brahmachari's lotus feet in great humility. As soon as he stood up, Nakula Brahmachari said, your four-syllable mantra is Gaur Gopal. Now give up the doubt in your heart. Shivananda Sen understood without any doubt that Nakula Brahmachari was empowered by the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread the glories of the Sankirtan movement. The third way in which Lord Chaitanya delivered the fallen souls and gave pleasure to his devotees is called avirbhave. That means when he appears before his devotee. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami gives an example of this. One time, the nephew of Shivananda Sen, Srikanta Sen, went to Jagannath Puri to visit Lord Chaitanya. Srikanta Sen was the son of Shivananda Sen's sister. He stayed with Lord Chaitanya for 2 months in Puri. And with so much happiness, he served the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. As he was about to leave, Lord Chaitanya gave him a message. Forbid the devotees of Bengal to come to Puri to meet me this year. They should not come because during the month of Pausa or January, I am coming to visit the devotees in Bengal. Srikanta Sen went back and told the Vaishnavas. They were very happy to hear this news. So that year, during the Chaturmasya, they did not come to celebrate Ratha Yatra and other festivals with Lord Chaitanya. The month of January came.
Jagadananda Pandit and Shivananda Sen made all wonderful arrangements to receive the Lord. Each day from the beginning of the month, they would be so happy with all gifts and articles of worship and nice prasad. When night came, greatly disappointed and unhappy, they went to take rest. This was going on throughout the entire month. Still, the Lord had not come. It was at that time that a great devotee named Narasimhananda Brahmachari appeared. Previously, his name was Prajumana Brahmachari. But because his Ishtadev was Narasimha, he would experience such ecstasy worshipping Lord Narasimhadev, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally changed his name to Narasimhananda Brahmachari. And he had such devotion to Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He would enter into meditation and serve the Lord in his meditation in such wonderful ways that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became subordinate to all of the offerings that were offered. If you remember, when Lord Chaitanya made his first endeavor to go to Vrindavan, Narasimhananda Brahmachari, while living in Kuliagram, he sat in meditation and decorated the road with beautiful flowers without stems, and lakes, and auspicious trees, and birds singing. Beautiful, beautiful surrounding for Lord Chaitanya to be happy on the way to Vrindavan. And whatever was in his heart, Lord Chaitanya, as he was dancing to Vrindavan, he saw the landscape of Narasimhananda Brahmachari's meditation. And when Narasimhananda Brahmachari told the devotees, he will not go beyond Kanai Natashala. He will come back to Puri. They couldn't understand. He said, I cannot decorate the road beyond Kanai Natashala. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya will not go beyond that point. Hare Krishna. This is the power of the love of a humble and gentle brahmachari. He came to the house of Shivananda Sen. There, Jagadananda Pandit and Shivananda were very, very happy to meet with him. And he saw them. He asked, why do you look so distressed? Jagadananda Pandit and Shivananda Sen replied, Lord Chaitanya told us not to go to Bengal this year. We didn't go because he promised he would come during the month of Pausa, and he hasn't come. Every day we're waiting and waiting and waiting, but he does not come. Narasimhananda Brahmachari said to them, I will bring him here in 3 days. He sat in meditation all day for 1 day, all day for the second day. Then he told Jagadananda Pandit and Shivananda Sen, I have brought Lord Chaitanya as far as Panihati. He is at the house of Raghava Pandit. He will be here at noon tomorrow. I must arrange a feast for him. Bring me vegetables and grains and fruits I want to cook. Shivananda Sen and Jagadananda Pandit went running to get all sorts of very, very nice bhoga. Narasimhananda Brahmachari all morning was completely absorbed in preparing a feast
of so many vegetables and cakes and sweetmeats and rice covered with ghee. At noon, he brought the offering onto the altar in three plates, because there were three deities. There was the deity of Lord Jagannath, the deity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the deity of Narasingadev, his worshipable deity. Narasingananda Brahmachari began to offer the prayers and meditate on Lord Chaitanya coming to eat the prasad. That time, Lord Chaitanya appeared right before his eyes, and he ate every morsel off his own plate. Then Nrsingananda Brahmachari saw Lord Chaitanya go to Jagannath's plate and eat every morsel off Jagannath's plate. Then Nrsingananda Brahmachari, to his great astonishment, Lord Chaitanya ate everything off Nrsingadev's plate. Nrsingananda Brahmachari began to cry in ecstasy. In his heart he was filled with joy, but externally he showed anger and disappointment. He said, "My Lord, why have you eaten everyone's prasad?" "I know you're non-different than Jagannath. I understand that. But why you have eaten everything off Lord Nrsingadev's plate?" Lord Chaitanya smiled. Then Nrsingananda Brahmachari came out of his meditation, and he looked very, very disappointed. Jagadananda Pandit and Shivananda Sen were watching. They said, "What happened? What happened?" He replied, "Just see the behavior of your Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." He ate everything off his own plate. That's very good. He ate everything off Jagannath's plate. But he is Jagannath. But then he ate everything off Lord Nrsingadev's plate. He didn't leave anything returning. He came here, he ate, and he's already left and gone back to Panihati. But my worshipable Lord is Nrsingha Bhagavan. If the Lord fasts, the servant must fast. Therefore, quickly bring all the ingredients again so I can make another feast for Lord Nrsingadev. Shivananda Sen and Jagadananda Pandit did not know what to think. They understood that Nrsingananda Brahmachari was extraordinary, but they could not understand. They've been waiting for Lord Chaitanya all year, all day, every day, for the whole month. Nrsingananda Brahmachari said he came and he left. So they went and brought all new bhoga, and Nrsingananda Brahmachari cooked everything and offered it to Lord Nrsingha Bhagavan. Then he took prasad. This was a mystery in the devotees' minds throughout the rest of the year. He didn't come. Or he did come. Or maybe he came. They didn't know. The next year, during the Chaturmasya, Shivananda Sen brought all the devotees up to Jagannath Puri, arranging all accommodations. They arrived in Puri. One day, as Shivananda Sen and Jagadananda Pandit were standing before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga spoke. He said, "Earlier this year, during the month of January, I personally came to the house of Shivananda Sen in Bengal. And there, Narasinghananda Brahmachari prepared for me such nice preparations. Lord Chaitanya began to explain each of the different sabjis and preparations and sweetmeats that Narasinghananda Brahmachari prepared. He said, I was so satisfied. Shivananda Sen understood without question that Narasinghananda Brahmachari's pure devotion had brought Lord Chaitanya. This is the nature of the pure devotees of the Lord. Their love is so filled with a desire to please the Lord that he is subordinate to that desire. The Lord always appears before those devotees who perform their service with pure unalloyed devotion. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that this avirbhave, the appearance of Lord Chaitanya, would always take place in four places. Lord Chaitanya would appear in his avirbhave manifestation each and every time his mother Sachi Devi would cook for him. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in order to deliver the fallen, conditioned souls of the world, he left his beloved mother, a widow, and left his beloved wife, who was only 14 years old, and took sannyas. Every time Sachi Devi cooked in her home in Navadweep, which is now the place called Yoga Peet, which has been rediscovered by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Lord Chaitanya would personally appear to eat. Sometimes Sachi Devi would make all the types of preparations that Nimai would love to eat. She would meditate on Nimai taking various types of sak and shukta and banana flour curries. And sometimes in her ecstasy, as she was making the offering, she would see through the tears in her eyes her Nimai coming to eat the food. She thought she was dreaming. Then when she would see that the plate was empty, he actually ate everything on it. Due to her humility, she thought that maybe she forgot to offer anything. So she would go back and fill the plate again and offer it to the Lord. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always appear in the house of Sachi Devi when she would cook and offer it in love to him. The second place, the avirbhave, manifestation of the Lord, would always take place was whenever Lord Nityananda Prabhu would dance in the kirtan of the holy name. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was Lord Balaram, the eternal brother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They descended together to taste the ecstasy of the sweetness of the love for each other, as well as to distribute Krishna prema to everyone. Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were like the one supreme soul in two bodies. As they would dance and chant together, they charmed the entire universe. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, even at the cost of so much pain and difficulty, he would preach to even the most sinful, degraded, atheistic people begging them to worship Gauranga. Worship Gauranga. Speak the glories of Gauranga. Chant the holy names of Gauranga. And anyone who does this, that person becomes my life and soul. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was the supreme personification of the causeless mercy of the Lord upon everyone in this age of Kali. Therefore, when he would dance, so supremely beautiful and graceful in kirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally appear just to watch the dancing. In Panihati, during the beautiful kirtan when Sri Nityananda Prabhu is dancing in ecstasy, it is explained Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the form of a tree just to watch Lord Nityananda and the devotees loudly chanting the holy names of Krishna. House of Raghava Pandit in Panihati, when Raghunath Das Goswami was ordered by Nityananda Prabhu to arrange the Chira Dahi Utsav, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared to dance with Lord Nityananda Prabhu. The third place that Lord Chaitanya would appear, whenever there was kirtan in the house of Srivas Pandit. For one full year, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent every night, all night, chanting in ecstasy and dancing with his devotees in the house of Srivas. There are so many miraculous events took place. Countless pastimes took place in the house of Srivas. He gave ecstatic love of God to that brahmachari Brahmin who was fasting by only taking milk and smashing all of his pride. He brought to life the dead son of Srivas, who was laying as a corpse for over 6 hours, and had him speak transcendental knowledge. He gave Duki the name Suki. He would manifest the ecstasies of the supreme Mahabhav of Sri Radharani. Sometimes he would sit on the throne of Vishnu. It was in the house of Srivas the Lord performed his Sataprahariya Leela, or Mahaprakash, wherein he fulfilled all the innermost desires of all of his devotees by manifesting the original form of Godhead that they were inclined to worship with their life and soul. In Srivas Thakur's house, the beautiful Abhishek of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took place. He performed the Govardhan Leela of eating mountains and mountains of offerings from his devotees. In the house of Srivas, Lord Chaitanya only did one thing. He enjoyed congregational chanting with his devotees. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip to take sannyas, in that house of Srivas Thakur, or wherever Srivas Thakur was residing, whenever he would perform kirtan, he and his brothers Sri Ram, Sri Pati, and Sri Nidhi. They would perform the kirtan with such ecstatic love that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always appear to witness the love of his devotees and reciprocate. The fourth place Lord Chaitanya manifested avirbhave was in the house of Raghava Pandit in Panihati. Whenever Raghava Pandit and his sister Damayanti would cook, what they cooked was sweeter like than nectar. Srimati Radharani personally lived in their kitchen and empowered them to cook. Their devotion was so deep, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would appear each time they made their offerings. In Jagannath Puri resided a devotee. His name was Bhagavan Acharya. Bhagavan Acharya was a pure, unalloyed devotee. He was very gentle and so humble, so pure, always considerate and respectful to every living entity. Amanina Manadena. All the devotees loved Bhagavan Acharya. It was his great joy to invite Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his house for prasad. One time, Bhagavan Acharya's brother came to visit him. His brother's name was Gopal Bhattacharya. He had left his home to go to Varanasi to study the Vedanta philosophy from the Mayavadis. He became very scholarly in the Sariraka Bhasya of Sripad Shankaracharya. Now, we all worship the lotus feet of Sripad Shankaracharya because we know he is Lord Shiva. Vaishnavanam yatha sambhu. Greatest Vaishnava. Lord Shiva is the greatest Vaishnava, but very mysterious at times. We know how Mahavishnu manifested as a Dvaitacharya, but Lord Shiva also was fully manifesting in his Sadashiva form in Advaitacharya. So how great of a devotee is Shiva? But in the Padma Purana it is described that Lord Vishnu instructs Shiva to take birth in a Brahmin family in the age of Kali Yuga just to teach irreligion through Mayavad philosophy, in order to accelerate the effects of Kali, teach impersonalism, a covered form of voidism or Buddhism. So we worship the feet of Shankaracharya, but we declare war against his philosophy. Srila Prabhupada and all the previous acharyas, headed by Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself, declared war on Mayavad philosophy. Because there is no chance of developing the mood of service if we hear that philosophy. Gopal Bhattacharya became a great scholar of Mayavad. He came home. Bhagavan Acharya was so sweet and so respectful and so gentle.
But sometimes in his natural love, he did not discriminate. So he liked his brother so much. His brother had wrote a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra with notes. And he was very anxious for everyone to read it. So Bhagavan Acharya brought his brother Gopal Bhattacharya to meet Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When Gopal Bhattacharya came before Lord Gaurasundar, Lord Chaitanya was totally unhappy to see him, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feels great unhappiness to see the face of anyone who is not a devotee. But he pretended to be happy to see him just to make Bhagavan Acharya happy. Bhagavan Acharya came to Swarup Damodar Goswami because it was the law. No one could present any literature composed to Lord Chaitanya until first it was screened by Swarup Damodar Goswami. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his heart was so soft and ecstatic love of Krishna. He had the heart of Srimati Radharani. He could not tolerate anything that was not perfectly according to the true conclusions of unalloyed devotional service. So Swarup Damodar Goswami would perform this service for him. Bhagavan Acharya one day came to Swarup Damodar and said, "Please, I want you to read the writings of my brother Gopal Bhattacharya." Swarup Damodar Goswami was disgusted in anger. He said to Bhagavan Acharya, "You have lost all of your intelligence due to your association with that Mayavadi scholar, Gopal Bhattacharya, your brother. And therefore, you think his writings are fine? His writings are offensive. The Sariraka Bhasya is filled with Mayavad conclusions which extinguish any hope for anyone who desires real devotional service. Even a great advanced devotee who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, if he hears Sariraka Bhasya, he will fall down and lose all inclination for Krishna consciousness." He is teaching that Brahman is the only truth and that everything is an illusion. Therefore, you should not associate, you should not read this. Bhagavan Acharya was so innocent. When he heard Swarup Damodar Goswami saying like this, he said, "Goswamiji, we are fixed in devotional service. We will not lose our Krishna consciousness by hearing Sariraka Bhasya. The Lord will protect us." Swarup Damodar Goswami replied, "The Mayavad teachings state that only the impersonal formless Brahman is real. This entire universe is an illusion. That the Jivatma is unreal.
And that the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are all happening under the control of Maya. They equate the living entity to be one with God, Krishna. When a devotee hears these teachings, tears must flow from his eyes and his heart will break. After Bhagavan Acharya heard this explanation, he immediately told Gopal Bhattacharya to get out. My dear brother, leave this place. Go to Varanasi or wherever you want. Hare Krishna. One day, Bhagavan Acharya invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take prasad in his house. He wanted to make a wonderful feast. He called Chota Haridas. Chota Haridas was a very, very humble, gentle devotee. Lord Chaitanya was especially fond of his singing. He would sing bhajans and kirtans so sweetly, with such intimate devotion, that he won the hearts of all the Vaishnavas, especially Lord Chaitanya. Bhagavan Acharya asked Chota Haridas, "Will you kindly go to the house of Sikhi Mahiti and ask his sister, Madhavi Devi, if she could give us some first-class white rice?" He knew that Madhavi Devi had very, very good quality rice. Madhavi Devi was an elderly person. She was austere, perfectly chaste, one of the most intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya. In fact, it is said by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami that Lord Chaitanya had 3.5 most intimate devotee associates. Those 3.5 devotees were 1, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, 2, Srila Ramananda Rai, 3, Srila Sikhi Mahiti, and 4, the sister of Sikhi Mahiti, Madhavi Devi. Bhagavan Acharya prepared a wonderful feast. Lord Chaitanya came. He saw it. He smelled it. He tasted it. When he saw a big pile of beautiful rice with ghee on a banana leaf, he asked Bhagavan Acharya, such fragrant, beautiful rice, where did you get it?" Bhagavan Acharya said, "It came from the home of Madhavi Devi." Chota Haridas begged it and brought it back to me to prepare. Lord Chaitanya was silent, and with great joy he took prasad. Then he returned to his home, Gambira, and he called for Govinda. He told Govinda, "From this day on, Chota Haridas is not allowed to come here to see me." Govinda was very much astonished. He did not know what to think. When this news came to Chota Haridas, he was devastated. The devotees loved him. Swarup Damodar Goswami and the other devotees approached Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it appealed to him that what offense did Chota Haridas do? He's a pure soul. He has surrendered his life to you. He knows nothing but your loving service. What did he do? Please be merciful upon him and allow him to come. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very angry. And he spoke, "I cannot tolerate to see the face of one in the renounced order of life who inappropriately and intimately mixes with women." Even if I see the wooden doll of a woman, my mind becomes disturbed. One should not sit alone, even with his own mother, sister, or daughter, because the power of the mind and senses is so strong that it can bewilder one's intelligence. When the devotees heard this, they became very fearful. But at the same time, they could not tolerate seeing the pain in the heart of Chota Haridas, who had vowed to fast until he was given the mercy of the Lord. The next day, the devotees came to Lord Chaitanya and they approached him that Chota Haridas's offense was very small. It wasn't a very important thing that he did. Swarup Damodar Goswami, the Lord's own personal secretary, was appealing. "Please, he's devastated. Let him come back." Lord Chaitanya said, "What nonsense are you speaking to me? If you bother me again in this subject, I will leave this place and you will not see me again." Devotees were shocked. Then they approached Paramananda Puri. Paramananda Puri was the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. He was godbrother of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in order to show proper Vaishnav etiquette, he honored the godbrothers of his guru with the same love and respect as he would honor his own guru. Even though Paramananda Puri worshipped Gauranga Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya honored him as a superior Vaishnava. So this was the devotee's idea, that if Paramananda Puri appeals on behalf of Chota Haridas, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may become receptive. Paramananda Puri came to Gambira. Lord Chaitanya offered his obeisances to Paramananda Puri. Paramananda Puri embraced him after offering obeisances to the Lord. Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh my Lord, please order me, how can I serve you?" Paramananda Puri began to offer prayers to Lord Chaitanya to be merciful to Chota Haridas. When Lord Chaitanya heard it, he said, "Oh my Lord, please, you stay here with the Vaishnavas. I am leaving this place at this very moment to go to Alalanath. I will go alone, only with Govinda, my servant. Govinda, bring our bags. Let us go." Immediately, Lord Chaitanya picked up his kamandalu and started walking out the door. When Paramananda Puri saw this, he was very aggrieved in his heart. He ran and fell at the feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, said, "My Lord, please, please stay. Do not go. Who can understand your mind? You are the independent supreme personality of Godhead. Your pastimes are inconceivable. But whatever you do is to teach the greatest lesson to all of the world and to protect your devotees." When all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this story, from that day on, they were so fearful that they would not even dream of talking to a woman. The devotees went to Chota Haridas because they loved him. They said, "Haridas, you have been fasting for 3 days. If you persist, Lord Chaitanya will persist even more. Give up your fast, take your bath, eat prasad. In due course of time, Lord Chaitanya will certainly be merciful to you." Haridas, taking their instructions, he took his bath and ate prasad. Every day when Lord Chaitanya would have the darshan of Lord Jagannath, in the Jagamohan, which is the kirtan hall in front of Jagannath, close to that is the Garuda Stamba. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would stand beside the Garuda Stamba, a distance away, to see the beautiful form of Lord Jagannath. The reason for that was, the first day he came to Jagannath Puri, in the mood of Sri Radharani's love, he saw Jagannath and he just started approaching with great speed to embrace the Lord. And just when he came before the lotus feet of Sri Jagannath Swami, he fell unconscious in ecstatic love. The guards were about to beat him, but Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya brought him home. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, after he came to consciousness through the loud kirtan of his devotees, he said, "You should not go to Jagannath temple alone like this. Better you go with me or another devotee." Lord Chaitanya said, "From now on I will stand at the Garuda Stamba to see the beautiful lotus eyes of Jagannath." As Lord Chaitanya would stand with his devotees in the ecstasy of seeing Jagannath, Chota Haridas would be a distance away, looking at the beautiful form of Gauranga and weeping and crying in ecstasy, with his heart utterly broken that he had displeased his Lord and Master, his very life and soul. One full year passed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu still showed no sign of giving his mercy to Chota Haridas. He could not tolerate the pain within his heart. Chota Haridas, in his mind, offered his obeisances to all the Vaishnavas. In his heart, in total surrender, he bowed at the feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and departed. He traveled to the holy Tirtha, Prayag, where the sacred rivers Ganga, Jamuna, and Saraswati meet. It is called Prayagraj, the king of all holy places. Krishna performed pastimes there. Lord Ramchandra performed pastimes there. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the message to Rupa Goswami that was meant to deliver the whole world at Prayag. Prayag is the place of the greatest festival in all the world, Kumbh Mela, where tens and millions of people come to take their bath in the holy confluence of Ganga and Jamuna. It was at that place that Chota Haridas, with the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his heart, in his holy name on his mouth, that he entered into the waters to commit suicide. Because he was such a dear devotee of the Lord, after giving up his life, his soul entered into his original spiritual body. Every night, Chota Haridas, in this spiritual body, resembling that of a Gandharva, would come and sing beautiful songs to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Gaurasundar would see the form of Chota Haridas and hear his singing, he felt great, great spiritual happiness. One day, Lord Chaitanya said to the devotees, "Now you can bring Haridas to see me." The devotee said, "We do not know where he has gone. He tolerated separation from you for 1 year, but after that, he disappeared from Jagannath Puri. We do not know where he has gone." He was in so much distress of his mind. One devotee came to Navadvip from Prayag. This devotee knew everything. He explained to Srivas Thakur how Chota Haridas, chanting the holy names of Lord Gauranga, entered into the waters of the Jamuna, the Ganga, at Prayag, and took his own life. After some time, the devotees of Bengal, along with Srivas, came to Jagannath Puri for the Rath Yatra. One night, the devotees, including Swarup Damodar Goswami, Govinda, they went to the ocean to take bath. While they were there, they heard the beautiful, sweet voice of Chota Haridas chanting kirtan. It sounded like he was calling them to him. When they heard Chota Haridas' voice, they were looking in all directions, but they did not see him. The only thing around was the sea. But the voice was surrounding them. They became afraid. Some of the devotees thought, Chota Haridas, he must have been so distressed in his mind due to the Lord's strictness upon him that in great depression perhaps he drank poison, committed suicide, and now he is a ghost. We are hearing the voice of the ghost of Chota Haridas. Swarup Damodar Goswami, he said, no. Chota Haridas was a great devotee of the Lord. Through his whole life, he served Vaishnavas with great humility. He was constantly hearing the glories of the Lord, and his mouth was always chanting the holy names of the Lord. He was a dear servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always remembering his lotus feet in his heart. It is impossible for him to have become a ghost. Perhaps he is in his original spiritual body singing to us. But one thing we know for sure is he has achieved liberation. We may not understand it now, but soon it will all be revealed to us. Srivas Thakur approached Lord Chaitanya. Whatever happened to Chota Haridas? Lord Chaitanya, he left this place. Srivas explained that someone from Prayag came and told me what happened. Meditating on your lotus feet, he entered into the waters of Prayag and gave his life below the waters of Jamuna, Ganga, and Saraswati. Lord Chaitanya, to everyone's surprise, he smiled and spoke. That is the suitable atonement for one in the renounced order who deviates. The devotees understood that Chota Haridas had achieved the ultimate perfection of life. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed this wonderful, wonderful pastime to give valuable instructions to all of the world. The first instructions is devotees should be simple without duplicity. Devotees should not be hypocrites. They should not speak one thing and do another. They should live simply, which means live in harmony and humility with the truth. He wanted to teach that those in the renounced order of life should not be cheaters. Lord Chaitanya condemned
Markata Vairagya.
People who take the robe of a sadhu or a sannyasi or a brahmachari but behave like monkeys. A monkey does not have a home but lives in trees and only eats what grows on the trees. But yet that monkey has so many female monkeys to have sexual enjoyment with. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya knew there would be a class of people who would renounce material possessions and put on the robes of a renunciate, but would enjoy illicit affairs with the opposite sex. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to condemn that. Also, he knew that there would be a class of men called Prakrita Sahajiyas, who would put on the robes of Paramhamsas, like Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. They may even be chanting and doing all sorts of sadhana and bhajan, but yet secretly having illicit affairs with the opposite sex. And yet justify that they were great, great Vaishnavas. Some sahajas even philosophically justify that those in the renounced order of life can have affairs with young women in the name of meditating on Krishna's Rasa-lila as a spiritual discipline. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to show the world how distasteful and condemned this was. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted simple, humble, honest devotees, not cheaters. He also wanted to show how much he loves his devotees. Chota Haridas, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, only made a slight mistake. However, Lord Chaitanya, to instruct the rest of the world, took such a hard position against him. Yet Haridas, in that excruciating, painful condition of his heart, he remained completely faithful and dedicated to the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What kind of faith, what kind of devotion he had, we will never understand without the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and the Vaishnavas. Chota Haridas was willing to give up his life if he was not able to please the Lord of his life. This lila was to glorify a great soul like Chota Haridas. Another lesson Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to teach was the power of the holy places. The holy places where the Lord performs his lila are pilgrimages. They are not ordinary. They are transcendentally sacred. And the power of these holy places is so important to take advantage of. We find Lord Chaitanya, when he took his South Indian tour, he went to every possible holy place, as did Lord Nityananda Prabhu. How Lord Chaitanya was so eager to visit the holy land of Vrindavan, Gaya. Because the holy lands
Krishna has invested his own transcendental potencies in any devotional service we perform in a holy dham or tirtha is multiplied many, many times. So therefore, how much we should always be eager to take shelter of the holy places. And anyone who dies in the holy land will get Krishna's very, very special mercy. Lord Chaitanya also wanted to teach that even if his devotee makes mistake, even if his devotee falls down, if that devotee humbly repents and seeks shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord will give his causeless mercy and deliver that devotee. Api chet sudaracharo bhajate mam ananyava. The pastime of the deliverance of Chota Haridas is an instruction to all devotees that we should always keep as a very precious jewel within our hearts. While Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Puri, practically every day, a very beautiful little boy would visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was an Orissan boy. His bodily features were very beautiful. His disposition was so gentle. He had so much devotion. But most of all, he loved as his life and soul Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This boy would come every day. His mother was a widow Brahmin. His father had died. Damodar Pandit, one of the most intimate associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, was very disturbed that this child was coming to the Lord every day. He would chastise the boy with anger and forbid him ever to come back. The next day, the child came back.